All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, welcome back. This is a song called Drive by Jason Eady. Now, we end our show with a song called Drive by the band Incubus. Should we replace that song with this?
Yes, 100%.
That would make my son so happy.
I'm not an Incubus fan. You should surprise him. You should surprise him tomorrow when he's back.
What do you think? Tommy's going to... See, Max, what do you think?
What? I'm not an Incubus guy. I hate that song. So no offense to you guys, but that's not a favorite song of mine at all. So
well, now we've got a debate, and we're not. Let's see what Paul Sonnentrop says. Paul, we just did a segment with our favorite all-time rockers. I'm going to have to guess that your number one would be Bruce Springsteen.
Is it a personal list or is it a?
No, it's no, just who you think. Them? Mine wasn't really personal. Mine was who I really thought were the best all-time rockers.
Right. If that's the case, I think, the first name that would pop to mind would be Mick Jagger. Springsteen would probably be soon after. Townsend and Daltrey would be soon after. Not having Elvis Presley on a top 10 rocker, that's a bold move, I will say.
Well, that's jamming
that.
For you.
That definitely got my attention.
Paul, that's the nicest. That's the nicest way anyone has ever said you're dumb, ever. I appreciate your couth there because you basically just said that was stupid, but you called it bold, and I appreciate.
I do
that.
Like that.
Thank you for that.
Paul Sonnentrop from Wichita State Strategic Communications. You can read his work on theroundhouse.com. It's getting close to basketball season. I think we're all kind of getting our mind around that a little bit. The Shockers, everybody wants to talk about them, but nobody knows what to really say because there's so many new players, new faces. What do you think so far? What have you heard out of practices?
Yeah, I think you've summed it up. I think, when I watch a little bit or when I talk to people, I think it's different people playing well on different days or for 2 or 3 days, and then they, take a step back, which is all what you would expect when you have that many newcomers. Dexter Dennis, a freshman from Louisiana, seems to be someone who more often than not is performing pretty well. And obviously they're waiting on Teddy Allen. If he's able to play, I think that would be significant. He's obviously has a year of experience in the Big 12 and he would really help. Beyond that, Marcus McDuffie and Asborn and Samaje has been pretty good, I think. And I think everyone is kind of curious. We saw Samaje be good at times last year, but not consistently and not much in January and February. And he would be a key guy, too.
Now, before Jamin asks you a question, would Teddy Allen eligibility be enough to put the Shockers into contention in the American Athletic Conference?
Oh boy, I don't know that I would know enough to hazard a guess. Certainly that would help. And I think one of the things that Wichita State has going for it is that they're not the only American team that's, going through a pretty significant transition. I don't think they'll be picked, any higher than third or fourth, maybe even a bit lower than that, kind of depending. I think Teddy Allen would certainly... If you think they're capable of winning the American, I guess then I would say they probably have to have Teddy Allen eligible if that's your goal. If they don't have him, then I think that would make that much tougher.
Paul, I got to try to wrap my brain around this team. And one of the questions that I've kind of been asking is what's a good floor and a good ceiling? Because there's such a wide range of outcomes possible given everything from Teddy Allen to the development of guys. So what would you say is a floor, which is, nothing goes right, and a ceiling where everything goes right?
I guess if you're going to talk about a ceiling, you're going to talk about confidence in, these guys are going to be athletic enough. They're going to play hard. know they're going to be well coached because those are kind of standard things that you can expect with Wichita State basketball. So I think if all those things happen, you're talking about a team that can be, you know, NIT, that can be maybe NCAA. Boy, with 11 newcomers, it's just awful. You know, talking about the NCAA tournament, I think is really ambitious at this point. And I don't know that the American was so good last year as far as putting two teams, you know, with really good seeds, and then Houston with a pretty good seed. And I don't know that we know the American, you're going to get that kind of strength of schedule support from the American this year. So that may be another factor. So, you know, I think if everything goes right, this can certainly be a team in the NCAA tournament, whether that's, you know, at large, and that would be a chore, or whether it's a team that can win a conference tournament. You know, that's maybe a more likely path as we sit here in October. As far as a floor, I guess I'd be surprised if they weren't, at least in the NIT. That would surprise me.
Paul Sullentrop with us, writes about Shocker Athletics for WSU Strategic Communications. What about the front court? What about the big guys? Who's going to protect the rim? Who's going to guard the interior? Who's going to get the rebounds inside? I know they have some big bodies, but they're not people we're necessarily familiar with outside of Asbjørn Midtgaard, and I'm not sure we're that familiar with him.
No, he didn't play a whole lot last year. He certainly will be in the picture. He is, you know, he's big and getting bigger. And I think, no doubt, he will play. The kid that has stood out to me a couple times recently, and I'm trying to pronounce his name correctly, is Morris Udeze. And I don't know that he's a kid who's going to be, you know, above average as a freshman. But, boy, I really think down the road he's the kind of guy who will develop into a really, really good big man. He's got, you know, he's got the body for it. He's got enough skills. And he plays pretty hard. I just think that, you know, I'm not 100% sure what exactly he's going to contribute this year, but I think he's a guy that will really be a big part of this team, you know, throughout his career.
Paul, who's the most likely redshirt candidate? Have you had any whispers about that? Do you have any idea who we might not see on the floor?
No, I haven't. And usually that's something we talk about and think about a lot. This year, I have not even pondered that or considered that. And I don't know if that's just because I haven't thought about it, or if it's because there's, you know, so many new guys. I don't know. I wouldn't even be able to hazard a guess.
Talking with Paul Sullentrop, let's talk about volleyball for a second, because the Shockers certainly don't have the kind of record we've become accustomed to. 16 matches through the season. They're 8-8. They've lost a couple of matches in the American to Tulsa and Central Florida. They went undefeated in the conference last year. And they have two of the front runners at home this weekend in East Carolina and Cincinnati. They got a little bit of a back against the wall in the AAC race right now.
Yeah, no doubt. This is a big weekend if they're going to be a factor. You know, if they're thinking about repeating, or if they're thinking about finishing in the, you know, to the top, you can't afford to drop home matches, that's for sure. And then you're playing Cincinnati, which has probably the best, you know, the best player in the conference in Jordan Thompson, and playing East Carolina, which is kind of a surprise at 4-1. So it's a big weekend for them, no doubt. You know, if they win these two games, then all of a sudden the American race looks a lot different. They're definitely a part of it.
Before I let Jamin ask a question, I noticed they're having media day next week, and as part of that they're doing a skills challenge thing with the women's team where they're inviting media members. I'm very tempted to challenge in the free throw shooting contest. Do you think you could hang with me in free throw shooting, Paul?
Is this a prelude to you telling the story about the day you went 9-for-9 from the field?
No, that was 17-for-17, and that was in practice. Here? Yeah, don't mock it, please.
I'm not. I'm just reciting the facts. I'm not mocking.
I wonder how many out of 10 I could make right now.
I know Keith Adams would love to have you out there, Bob, so I would encourage you to get out there. I'm staying as far away as possible from the Media Skills Challenge, but you would add, I tell you, there's some big names in it, and I've heard they're pretty confident. So adding your name to that list would definitely elevate that, and I think Keith Adams would really appreciate it.
Oh, man.
I want to see Bob in the obstacle course, throwing the bounce pass through the hoop, teaching the young bloods all the fundamentals of the game. That's what I want to see. I think that's what we all want to see, right, Paul?
We would put it on Facebook Live.
Oh, most viewed video in the history of. Okay, so quickly, what game in the non-conference do you have most circled on the radar for Wichita State?
I have thought about that a little bit. I'm really interested to see them, and this is kind of way down the road, VCU. Because it will be a chance for them. They will have played, a lot of games to that point where we should have a pretty good idea of what they are or what they can be. And then they have to go on the road and play at a pretty solid program. I don't think VCU is the VCU from 3 or 4 years ago, but that will be a difficult place to play. Should be a pretty solid program. So that's one that, that interests me just for the timing of it. It will be a good indication of where they are getting close to conference play.
And go ahead, James.
Well, and I hate to blitz you with all these, but there's so many questions. I mean, there's just so many questions leading into this team. Who would be your pick today to be second on the team in scoring behind Marcus McDuffie, assuming that McDuffie leads this team in scoring?
I guess the safest pick would be Samaje because you would think he would be a good bet to get minutes just because of the experience factor. If Teddy Allen plays, that would change that equation. Once you get past those two, I'm trying to think who else. I think this will be a balanced team. I think that, when I've talked to people like Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull, who, we're kind of watching as well. I think we think this will be, kind of a return to, real balanced and deep team, maybe, playing a lot of guys, and the leading scorer may average 12 points, and then you may have three or four more that are between, eight and 11. I think it may shake out in that kind of way.
All right, Paul, good insight. We'll talk to you as the season approaches. Always good to visit. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Paul.
Paul Sullentrop from Wichita State Communications. We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up. You're listening to The Drive right here on KFH.